Welcome to the Morale Booster Network, a platform for entrepreneurs, career professionals, leaders, and the general public to give back to the society through coaching and mentoring. I remain your host, Dr. John Ugulu. I am an author, speaker, and strategist. I always say experience is the best teacher. You can stream or download this podcast from YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Music, Google Podcast, Player FM, and Pandora. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, hello, hello. Good evening from Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. It is indeed a beautiful day here in Georgia. I always like to remind people that every day above ground is a blessed day. And if this is your first time joining us on this program, The Morale Booster, I want to say welcome to you. And I remain your host, Dr. John Ugulu. If this is your first time, there is a tradition, there is a ritual that we always do. And I always tell you to please like and share this broadcast. Like and share this broadcast. And here's the reason why I always encourage people to like and share it. It's because you might just be saving the life of that one person who has been waiting for a lifetime to hear the message that we will be delivering today. Like and share it. That could also be a form of charity work for you. It is free to share. It is free to like it. And we will be more than happy that you are with us on our journey of spreading goodness in the world. So thank you so much for joining us. It's indeed a pleasure and a privilege. And today I have a guest all the way in Canada. And this is someone who has so much experience in the industry that we will be looking into today. All right. So I will be having a conversation with her. But those of you who are public speakers, or those of you who are aspiring public speakers, this topic we will be having today is going to be for you. But like I always do before I bring in our guests, I always like to talk about certain issues that are actually bothering me, issues that I love to always share with people just to help them move from where they are to where they want to be. It's all about boosting the morale of people out there. So ladies and gentlemen, before I bring in our guest, I want to talk about limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs. I know someone out there might be saying, oh, he's always talking about limiting beliefs, motivation, you know, setting goals and taking action. Well, I want to agree with you on that, because my job is not to tell you anything new. My job is to constantly remind you of those things you already know. But you know, sometimes we know what needs to be done in life. But life happens. Things happen. And for some reasons, we just choose to go the easy route of either procrastinating. We choose to go the easy route of talking ourselves out of it. And we choose to go the easy route of blaming people for things we are unable to do. So my job is to constantly remind you. So when next you see my face, you still will not hear anything new from me. But I will constantly remind you of those things you already know, but for some reason you're not doing them, right? Everything in life is a cliche. But it is whenever that cliche resonates with you that matters. So today I want to talk about limiting beliefs. Now, what are limiting beliefs? Limiting beliefs, in my own opinion, are convictions or beliefs that prevent us from achieving our goals. And I believe some of those examples are not new to you who's listening to me right now. But I would just like to share with you some of those examples so that you can always look back and say, hey, it's as a result of this that I have been stuck where I am right now. If you are somebody who has been able to rise above limiting beliefs, good for you. Some examples of limiting beliefs that I will be talking about today are, number one, procrastination. Procrastination. Number two, self-doubt. Now, I used to always hear my communication mentor, Mr. Les Brown, say, if you do what is easy, your life will be hard. And if you do what is hard, your life will be easy. And I know when we are listening to that word, that statement from the normal mindset, one begins to wonder, what's he saying? That if I do what's easy, my life will be hard? Come on, what's he saying? Or if I do what is hard, my life will be easy? But I want to bring you back to understand it from our perspective or the perspective of personal development. Some of the easy things in life are procrastination. We know it's easy to procrastinate. That dream, that vision, that goal that you once had of starting your own airline company, that dream you once had of wanting to invent something great, that dream you had of wanting to start that business or write that book or sing or release a music. It was a dream that you once had. But for some reason, you were procrastinating. And at the end of the day, right now, that vision, that goal is still a fantasy because you have not done it. So it's easy to procrastinate. It's also easy to blame people for situations we find ourselves. It's very easy. It's easier to say, hey, I was not able to do ABC because of XYZ person. Right? So if we choose to do easy things like that, there is a high possibility and in fact a guarantee that our future lives will be hard. But if we choose to do the hard things, like taking charge of our lives, taking charge of our system, taking control of our dreams and goals, which is very hard, it could be challenging. If we choose to do that, or if we choose to own up to situations that happen to us, for example, If I choose to say things do not happen to me, but rather things happen for me to become stronger, wiser, and better, without having to blame somebody, life will be easier. So I want us to know that limiting beliefs are real. Limiting beliefs can go as far as making us as individuals talk ourselves out of our dreams, our visions, and our goals. So we must be mindful, we must be vigilant, we must take into cognizance the fact that limiting beliefs are real. So many dreams have been wasted. So many inventions have died with people because they failed to take action because of limiting beliefs. So my question to you who's listening to me right now is, what are your limiting beliefs? What are those things you're struggling with that are preventing you from acting on your dreams of starting that business, of making that career change, of getting into that relationship that you desire, or of being a better version of yourself. I want you to think about it for a second. Write them all out. I wrote a book titled From Shyness to Public Speaking. And in that book, I talked about limiting beliefs that I had. I was a very shy person. But it only took a decision for me to say, hey, John, I know shyness will not take me to the level that I want to get to. And for that reason, you need to do something to overcome the shyness. I said that internally and I acted on it. I took some steps. I found myself a mentor. I found myself the right tribe of people who would inspire me to keep on with that dream. And at the end of the day, I was able to overcome shyness. I transitioned from shyness to public speaking. And right now, I'm a public speaker. I am microphone hungry. So if I could do that, it means you too can overcome your limiting beliefs. My level of shyness was the highest level, the peak of it. So if I could transition from shyness to public speaking, from an immigrant to a university founder in the United States. Now, I'm not saying this to brag. I'm not saying this to impress you. But I'm saying all this to press upon you that if I could overcome my challenges, my limiting beliefs, to work on what I need for my life, it means it is also possible for you. I am still a work in progress, which means there is room for constant growth. So I want you to think about it. Write down your limiting beliefs. And if you are looking for the right tribe to walk you through the process of overcoming your limiting beliefs, do not hesitate to reach out to me. So thank you so much for listening to me. I don't know where you're listening to me from, but I want you to know that you are an abode of greatness. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. God bless you. It's time for me to bring in our guest for today. And once again, remember to like and share this broadcast because you might just be saving the life of that one person who has been waiting for a lifetime to hear this message. So ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce our guest for today. Her name is Kathleen Fillmore. Kathleen is a pioneer in the professional speaking world. She was president of the Canadian Professional Speakers Association in Nova Scotia. She has dedicated herself to advising speakers like you, like myself, like that friend of yours who's a speaker, on how to make their marketing materials compelling so that they can get more high-end speaking engagements. She has helped hundreds of speakers to get a foothold into a fascinating industry. And one thing I want you to know is that there's so many people in this world right now who are in the speaking industry, but they do not know the importance of marketing. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I want to bring to you no other person but the one and only Kathleen Fillmore. Thank you so much, ma'am, for joining us. Welcome to the Morale Booster podcast.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So shall we talk about how to market yourself as a speaker, or would you like me more to focus on why people drop out?
Okay, great. So first of all, thank you for joining us. Now, I belong to a community of speakers, okay? And I have a lot of people out there who do not even think that they need to do any form of marketing. And that's your area, and that's your area of expertise, right? Mm. And these people push and push and push and push. At the end of the day, they feel it's not the right thing for them. So can you please share with us how you have been helping people in the speaking industry move from where they were when they met you to where they actually want to be after meeting you.
Well, it really is all about marketing, and marketing is all about messaging. Without your message, there's no market, right? I mean, seriously.
Right.
And so marketing doesn't mean hounding someone and saying, book me, book me, book me. Marketing is being appealing to groups so that they will come to you and hire you.
Right.
And for me, marketing, I mean, I'm a writer fundamentally, more than anything, I'm a writer. So fundamentally, marketing begins with the words, with the message.
Right.
If you don't get that right, you're done. You'll be bypassed.
Exactly. Right? Yes.
Yeah. So I have given titles of speeches to a lot of people. I mean, they would come to me with the worst titles, like mountain climbing. No, don't do that. Do something a little more energetic, a little more with some really powerful energy in it, and then people will be drawn to it. And you don't have to explain exactly what your speech is going to contain. You have to draw them in. So I have created titles for many, many speakers. And everyone is different, right? It depends on their personality. But yeah. But if they don't get the title right, then they're out of the game. And that's the end of it. And that's the truth.
Right. Okay, great. So message is very important. Now, I have had the opportunity of being mentored by one of the world's greatest motivational speakers, Mr. Les Brown. Yeah. And I remember being in a cohort with some other aspiring speakers.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all very, very passionate about it, energetic. Mm-hmm. You know, we all wanted the class to, you know, come to an end so we can go straight into the world of speaking and, you know, start motivating people. Yes, that eventually happened. We graduated from this class. We all started, you know, going out there on social media, speaking, but as years went by, to cut the long story short, I realized that in a cohort of about 40 people, with just only about three people that I see speaking on the internet, you know, showcasing the speaking gigs we've had, and some of them, you know, out of the three, some are still like not too steady with it. So I can confidently say that people always have the zeal to get into the public speaking space. But down the line, they withdraw, they back out, and they get out of the space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can you share with us some of those reasons that could lead?
Well, it's really a great question. So I made some notes, and because certainly a lot of people do drop out, and again, it's often because of limiting beliefs, as you mentioned, or they became discouraged, or they had a really bad experience, because that can happen, right? People who hired them might not have been pleasant to them, or the audience could have been not very nice. And so, you know, that's very, very discouraging. So that's one reason people drop out. Another is disappointed by results, which is pretty close to number one. Found better paying otherwise, right? So I know one of Canada's top speakers went to the U.S. to get into the U.S. market. And eventually he got out of the U.S. market and began doing something with a business plan and another person that was better for him than speaking. Right. So that happens as well, right? Okay. And some people get overwhelmed by the competition out there, and so they don't want to compete, or they'll compete at the lowest level, right?
Right, right. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, you.
Yeah, I agree with you on those points. Yeah, because I have had the opportunity of speaking with a few, because I still try to motivate them to say, hey, come back. You know, let's see what we can do, how we can collaborate and, you know, get you back. But I've come to realize that majority of them get into the speaking industry just for one major reason. Either they are tired of their jobs, so they're wanting another source of income. Mm-hmm. And they come in with the expectation that within the first year, they'll start making six figures out of just speaking.
Well, sure.
And probably within the next few years, they'll start getting paid $250,000 to speak for an hour. Mm-hmm. Because they have heard that Les Brown gets paid $100,000, $200,000 to speak for 1 hour outside of the United States, right? Mm-hmm. And when that doesn't happen for a lot of them, they quit and they stop. Mm-hmm. So I have seen that as a trend. So that's, do you have any, yes, so do you have any strategies or words of encouragement or, you know, ways that can help them get back?
Get back in. Well, I think they, people have to stop comparing themselves to someone else. You're not going to be in the big league right away. You're unknown. You start unknown. And so you've got to start that, and you've got to be humble about it. You know, well, no, I've never given a speech before, but I'd love to speak to your organization, right?
Right.
And yeah, and so don't charge an arm and a leg when you're starting out, and because you have to prove yourself, and you need a video showing that you can speak and you're not tongue-tied and all of those things. You need a video. Without a video, you really don't have anything.
Right.
So those are the things that they need. And without a solid message and value proposition, just go home without that, because you're not going to get anywhere. I met a woman years ago who wanted not necessarily a speaking gig, but she wanted to get more known with a bigger audience and following and so on. And so I worked with her for a while, and we weren't getting anywhere. And then finally I said, I know your title, whether, no matter how you deliver it, you know, whether it's to groups or to your own people or whatever. So I said, call your talk Born to Disrupt. Mm. And it was, oh, well, I don't know. Well, gee, I mean, what does that mean? Anyway, who cares what it means?
Right.
When I say Born to Disrupt, do I not have your attention? I have your attention, right?
Yes.
So then you're thinking, what? And then the subtitle tells what you are going to offer. So after that, someone else in her organization was so inspired that he made a whole little bomber jacket, black and gold, called Born to Disrupt. And there's the biggest smile on her face that you can imagine. So where she's taking it now, I really don't know. But my point is that you need something, that you need a title that catches attention and that applies to you, right? So don't use a title that you're not comfortable with.
Right.
Well, you might sit with it for a little bit before you throw it out, right? Because initially she was uncomfortable. Oh, no, I'm not sure about that. And I said, I am. I'm sure, right? And then other people affirmed that was perfect for her. So I think that that's the kind of thing that you need to do. You need to go out with a title that catches attention, especially when you're not well known. And then go from there and then test it.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. That resonates with me. Thank you so much for sharing. Now, how can you, I know you have a platform called Speakers Gold, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So what does Speakers Gold do for public speakers? Do you work with people who are just getting into the speaking industry, or you only work with professionals?
Normally, I work with professionals whose marketing material needs help. But I've also worked with beginners. So that's a private thing that my company does. But basically, we are a bureau that books speakers. But on the side, because of my messaging ability, I will work with people and help them with their messaging and just say, you can't say that. No, you absolutely can't say that. And I prevent them from really killing themselves in the marketplace, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are ways to everything. There are strategies to it. So how important is it for a speaker to have flyers and a reel, or speaker's reel, what we call a speaker's reel?
Mm-hmm.
How important is that?
I would just call it a video rather than a reel, but it's critical. Because you can say whatever on the phone. Oh, I'm perfect for your group. And here's what I deliver. But you do need to we need to see you, right?
Right.
Yeah, we need to see you because that's where the authenticity comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's where the authenticity comes in. And often that's what people are looking for is authenticity.
Right. So you are encouraging every speaker out there.
Everyone.
To have a video of them delivering a speech.
Yeah. And let's say 3 to 5 minutes. You do not go on and on and on and on and on and on. You know what will happen. Click.
Right. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, and they're worse off than they were before, right? Because they spoke too long. You don't ever, ever, ever want to do that.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for sharing. That resonates with me. So if you are a speaker who's out there, who's listening to us, remember, it is very important for you to have your marketing materials. Public speaking is like every other business out there. You need to constantly sell yourself. You need to constantly showcase your skills. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yes. And thank God for the internet. With a click of a button, you can have access to as many people as possible. But you need the right marketing materials, the right marketing strategy, and the right people to get you from where you are to where you want to be. So thank you so much. Yeah, go ahead.
You have to differentiate yourself, you know, because there are a lot of people who speak on whatever happiness, let's say, which I think is not probably a great topic. But anyway, I'm just using that. And you've got competitors in every field, right?
So yeah, no information is lost.
Hmm? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right. No information is lost or is a waste. Every information is necessary. It's needed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing. How can people? Okay. Yeah. I see you are on Facebook, LinkedIn, mm-hmm. Twitter, and mm-hmm. Instagram. Mm-hmm. So for anyone who's listening to us right now, someone sent a message now. She said, oh, hi, Katria, how are you? Yeah, she said, public speaking is a business.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Collect the right materials and strategies. Oh, yes. It is a business just like every other business out there.
It really is. Yeah.
Yes. In fact, I wrote a book titled The 7 P's of an Entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. That book, I wrote it for the aspiring entrepreneur, the brand new entrepreneur, and the seasoned entrepreneur. And mm-hmm. in that book, we talked about 7 principles. Mm-hmm. You would have the planting season, which is the season where the stage where you have to learn. If you do not learn how to do it, you will not have anything to pour out to people, right? Mm-hmm. So there is always that first stage, which is the learning stage, the planting season. And after that, you will have the nurturing phase. So when you have learned, when you have learned from a mentor, you need to constantly nurture it, nurture the skills. Then, after a while, you will get to your harvest stage, right? So it's like that in public speaking too. Now, people have been asking, you know, not people who know me, they always ask, how do you make money off speaking? I said, for me, when you see me speak on social media, I don't do it for money. It's my calling. Mm-hmm. I speak for free on social media because it is my way of giving back to the community. Mm-hmm. And that's why I am still in the business. I'm not doing it for money right now. I'm doing it to heal people, to help people heal, to help people gain strength, to empower people, because it's part of what my nonprofit organization does. We don't go around sharing food, giving food to people who need food. What we do in my nonprofit organization is we are motivational speakers. We speak to inspire, to elevate, to, you know, to add value to people, right? Now, how do I make money off speaking? When people see what I do on social media, which is free, then they book me. So it's part of the marketing process, like what Kathleen said. So what do you think about that, Kathleen?
I think that's absolutely brilliant, and most people don't do it that way, right?
Exactly.
So how great is that? Is to go, instead of put your foot where everyone else does, you turn around and put your foot in a different direction. Nice.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yes. Thank you so much for sharing. So if you out there are a speaker and you're looking for someone who can work with you as regards marketing your business, getting you speaking gigs, speaking engagements, Kathleen would be able to work with you. Am I correct?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Great. So you can reach her on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. So just her contact information is currently being displayed on your screen. For those of you who are watching us, you can find her contact information on the screen. Those of you who are listening to us, just the audio, you can also find her contact information right there. And if you've got any questions, comments, or concerns, please do not hesitate to reach out to me. Or you can contact Kathleen directly. Is it okay if people reach out to you directly on social media?
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Great. Not a problem. I belong to a large speaking network, and I know this message will get out to all of them.
That's because great.
They all need help.
Yeah.
We all need help.
Yeah.
Yes. So thank God for technology. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Please remember, like and share. Speaking is a lifelong journey for me. It's not something I just want to do, you know, just for the fun of it, or, you know, just for the sake of making money. I'm enjoying myself. It's fun to me using my voice that I found to inspire people. So if it's not something you're passionate about, there's a high possibility that you will quit. Right? I can do it for free for as long as possible. Mm-hmm. I wake up every morning looking forward to speaking to somebody, to motivating people. In fact, when I go out with my wife or my kids, sometimes they get tired of me. They say, hey, you just go around motivating people you don't even know. You're just meeting someone on the street, on the road, in the store, and you're motivating them. I say, yes, that's my calling. So if you are not that passionate about it, then there's a high possibility that you will quit the game. Yes, so thank you so much, Kathleen, for joining me on the program. It's been a pleasure and a privilege. And I know people will reach out to you. Please go and follow her on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. God bless you all. And always remember that you are an abode of greatness. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. God bless you all and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.